Okay, today's daf Ayin Beis. We're in Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, a few lines from the bottom where it says Layat Abaya, third line from the bottom. Layat Abaya, Vitam Rav Yosef Ad Rav. Abaya, or some say Rav Yosef, cursed Rav. Why did they curse Rav? Because they cursed Rav because Rav was such gave such a large boundary of Bavel, and he was increasing the area where Yuchzin were. And Abaya cursed him for that. So the Gemara asked, the Rav lied, the Shmuel low lied? He didn't curse Shmuel. Shmuel was even more expansive. If he's cursing Rav, he should curse Shmuel. So he goes, you're right, El lied, Adarav, Akoshkan, the Shmuel. Right, he cursed Rav, and of course he cursed Shmuel. Ibaitema, or no, Shmuel's not being more expansive. Today, in other words, at some point, Shmuel was talking about boundary X, but the boundary had been changed. So Shmuel was not being more expansive, he was being more restrictive, but since the boundary changed, when we saw, Shmuel said, here, everybody's saying, Lolam, Adelayat, Adarav, Layat, Shmuel, Lolayat. No, you only cursed Rav, not Shmuel. Aye, Shmuel seems to be more expansive. No, the Gishra, the Beit Pras, with Atoy HaVekoi, and he was talking about the second bridge, the lower bridge of the Pras, but now, Hava Dilivai Parsoi. The Persians moved that bridge. So what we thought was, what we thought was a more expansive boundary was really less expansive. Amalei Abayel of Yosef, Lahai Gisid the Pras Ad Hecha. What about the west? The western side? Yeah. What about the western side of Pras of the Pras? How far does that extend? Amalei My Daitek. Why are you asking me? Mishum Biram, because of the city of Biram. You want to know if Biram is included in the place with his Yuchsin? No. Biram Yachsi the Pupadisa and Biram Naspi. The Chashuv of people of Pupadisa would marry girls from Biram. Biram is fine. That's what you're asking? Amar of Papa, kemachlokes liyuchzin, kach machlokes liinyin gittin. Just like we have a machlokes by Yuchzin about the exact locations of Bavel, so too, say machlokes by gittin. What's the machlokes by gittin? We learned in gittin that when you bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say b'fanenechtan. Why? Because everybody there knows about Lashma. Eretz Yisrael, everybody knows about Lashma. Then Rav, someone came along and said, and so too in Bavel. If you come from America, a bunch of Maratzim over there, of course they'd say before, not Bavel. What part of Bavel? The same part with the Yuchzin. Whatever part is good enough for Yuchzin, same part is good enough. They do not have to say before an Echta, if they bring a get. Machlokas liyuchzin, kach machlokas liinyin gittin. Rav Yosef Amar, no, machlokas liyuchzin, aval gittin, divrei hakol, everybody would agree, ad arba tinyana de gishra, except until the second swamp by the bridge. That location is already the cutoff. Okay, I'm not sure where that is. I've never been to Bavel in my life, and I don't know where it is, but they knew, and so the detail is the machlokas, but they don't argue about the premise. The premise that the machlok, that like Gittin, so too like Yuchzin, they don't agree, there's no machlokas. Amaroy bar Abba. Chavil Yama, the town of the province of Chavil Yama, is the chilt of the Bavel. That's the best part of Bavel. It's the glory of Bavel. Shunya, the Gavya, those two towns, is the chilt of the Chavil Yama. Is the pride, the crown of the province of Chavil Yama. Ravina Amar Af Tzitzura, don't forget about Tzitzura. Tanya Amihachi, wrote similarly, Chan Rav Pinchas Omer, Chavil Yama is the chilt of the Bavel. Chavil Yama is the crown of Bavel. And Shunya, the Guvya, the Tzitzura is the chilt of the Chavil Yama. Those three towns are the crown of the province of Chavil Yama. Amar Papa, Voidna, now, Erarve Buhu Kusai. Now there are Kusim there. Kusim got mixed in, they settled in, they moved in. Right? Kusim moved in, and everybody moved out. Right? Kusim are there. There goes the neighborhood. Vlohi, but that wasn't even true. That wasn't even true. The Kusim didn't move in. That's not what happened. You know, what happened was, Itzahu, there was a woman there, and she was a Kusis. Deboi minaihu. She wanted to marry somebody. Vlo yahavule. And they wouldn't let. So Rashi says, they started spreading a rumor that the Kusim are here, there's a problem with Yichus. Rashi gives a second shot, that Yesh Omer of Papa boy minaihu Itza. Rav Papa wanted to marry that woman. V'lo yahavile, she didn't want to. L'kach ha'yemotzi aleihem shemetz pasul. So if not, Rav Papa started to say that there's psalm here, then the v'kasher be'enei lo merkein. Rashi says, how can I say that about Rav Papa? The great Rav Papa, I can't say. That was a pshat running, you know, floating around in the yeshivas in Rashi's time. Right? People say that, that's pshat, that can't be pshat. My Chavil Yama, what's Chavil Yama? I'm Rav Papa Zu Pras de Borsi. It's the Pras of Borsi. Okay. Who gave me? There was once a guy, the Amalahu, Anam Min Shot Meshat. I come from the town of Shot Meshat. I have Yichus. Amar Rav Yitzchak Nafka al-Ragla, Rav Yitzchak Nafka got up, Amar, and he said, Shot Meshat, Bein HaNaharos Omedes. Shot Meshat is between the two rivers. Most hold, this is not the Tigris and the Euphrates, because between those two rivers, there's no Shiloh that does Yichus. It must be two different rivers. So, right, otherwise, what's he saying? It's a big deal. What do you mean? If the Tigris and the Euphrates, it is a big deal. Right? Then we know who you are for Yichus. So obviously it's different two rivers. Amar Abaye, Amar Chacham Bar Okva, Amar Yosi Bar Chanina, Bein HaNaharos, Harehi Kigol Lo Yochsin. No, between those two rivers is also good Yichus. Good Yichus. V'Heichal Kaima, where is that? Amar Yochanan Me'ihi Dekira, from Ihi Dekira, Ul El and In, for how Amar Yochanan Ad Ma'avarta Degizma, Rav Yochanan said it's by the Gizma Bridge. So Amar Abaye, Ritzua Nafka, there must be a strip of land extending out, which includes Meshat Shai, which includes this town of Shot Meshat, but it's beyond Rav Yochanan's border. In other words, for this to work, to have it be in one area not the other, it must be a Ritzua. Okay. But it's hard to get excited about this Gemara because we don't. Right? If I told you that, take the bell, that everybody knows. Right? When I talk about the Ritzua sticking out above it, nobody knows what that means. Okay. Amar Rav, Ika Bar Oven, Amar Rav Chananel, Amar Rav. Chilazo Nahavud, those two towns, Harehi Kigola Luyuchsin. Those are considered part of the Golas of Yichus, and they have good Yichus. Just like the parts of Golas that we're talking about. Amalei Abaya, Los. Hard, difficult line here. Amalei Abaya, Lotutitule. Don't believe what he just said. Who's that? That's with Ika. Yivama Yinafla Leila Hasam. Nah, his brother died and he lived in one of those towns. His brother, he wants to marry the girl. So of course he's saying there's good Yichus there. You hear this? Of course he's saying there's good Yichus. He wants to marry the girl. So Amalei.
So they're still doing that? They're still marrying.
Let's say, yeah, could be.
When did they stop?
I don't know. I thought they stopped the times of the Gemara already. But Amalei. By the way, that wasn't what he meant. That wasn't what he meant. We're going to see in a second. Amalei, Atu Didi, he, you think I made that up? You think I made up this rule? Says Ravika. No. Rav Chananel, he. It was Chananel made up that rule. And they go to ask Rav Chananel. So the first should say, it's the same point as yesterday, what we said yesterday. You can't paskin after the Maisha comes to your door. In other words, he had a brother, right? And then the brother died without children. Now he has the wife over there. So now he's going to paskin on a Maisha? We said yesterday you can't do that. That's what Abaye got angry upset about. Had this been a psak all along, right? Every day you gave shir in the yeshiva, you mentioned this halacha, and now your brother died. Of course you could take the girl and leave him. But what prompted you to make this halacha was the fact that your brother died. So we said yesterday, or the day before yesterday, I think it was Wednesday, we said you can't paskin based on a maisa. Right? That's what we said. That's what Abaye was saying to him. You paskin on a maisa. Says, no, I'm not. Rabbi Chananel said this. It's old news. It's not I care what the... Right, we said about the Chashanoyim. But he said, oh, anyone who says the Chashanoyim is an Eved. Yeah, you say that because the guy's standing in the room. So he said, no, it wasn't true. That's an old issue. Right? Same thing over here. You think I just made it up because I got the news that brother died. Now I'm excited I'm going to marry his wife. No, it's old news. Also, Shailu Rabbi Chananel, they want to ask him, is that true? It's old news. Amol Lahu, yeah. Hachi Amar Rav, it goes back to Rav. Right? Rav is on the border of the Tanayim. It's an old halacha. That what? Chalazo Nahavin, Reik Gol Yuchsin. Those towns are good Yuchus. I'm not paskining because now the Maisa came through, now I want to marry her. No! It's an old story. Upligid Rav Ava Bar Kahana. And Rav Ava Bar Kahana argue on that. Amar Rav Ava Bar Kahana, my dechsev. It's a pasuk in Malachim, Vayinachem b'chlach u'b'chavar nahargozen v'orei madai. What do those words mean? Those are the names of places. So chlach zu chalazon. That's chalazon. Chavor zu hadayev. That's another town. Nahargozen zu ginzak. That's another town. Orei madai zu chamdan v'chavroseh. That's chamdan and its surrounding cities. V'omri lo zu nahavid v'chavroseh. That's nahavid and its surrounding cities. Mai chavroseh. What are the surrounding cities? Amar Shmuel, Krach, Mushki, Chuski, Virumki. Right?
These are 10 tribes?
These are 10 tribes. I'm saying,
the whole time
I'm talking about... 1 minute. Amar Vyachon, Vakul, and Lipsul. None of them are good. So what do you see? He argued. So it's a machlokas.
The ones we know exist now.
Right.
We come from, right?
Right. So, the Teshuvah,
we have no clue where they are.
Right. However, the Gemara says, and we did this in Yavamas, the Gemara in Yavamas says that if a guy is Mekadosh and Isha, maybe it's a Safek Kedusha, because maybe he's one of the 10 tribes. Right? So the Gemara said, how could that be? That nobody could ever get married. That's a very difficult halacha. So it's not. It's only in a place where you know the 10 tribes went to. So that we don't even know anywhere today. Right, so if we know the 10 tribes went there, maybe they're still there. Right?
Identifying these places where they might be.
Yeah.
The whole time the Gemara was talking about
we're still talking about Bavel.
Well, Gaul's Bavel.
Gaul's Bavel was everybody. It was the two tribes. But they were... Right. So what happened to the 10 tribes? Where'd they go? They went everywhere. Right? Sancheirev mixed them up in the whole world. Right?
Right,
I hear what you're saying. That's a good question. Anyway, Kasalka Dayatuk, do you think that Mushki Haina Mushkini? That Mushki is Mushkini? Can't be. Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Shmuel. Mushkini Harehi Kigola L'Yuchsin. Mushkini is a good place. Ella Mushkini L'Chud or Mushkini L'Chud. You're right, it's two different towns. They sound same, they sound similar. Right, they sound similar, but they're not similar at all. Okay. Now that we mentioned something about the 10 tribes, so just out of left field, the Gemara is going to quote a pasuk from Daniel. It says that Daniel saw a vision. V'tlas ilin bipume, bein shine. There were three ribs in its mouth between its teeth. So Amar Rav Yochanan, what are those three ribs? Those three ribs represent three towns. Zeh, Chilazon, Hadahayev, V'netzivin. Shepa'amim bolason. Sometimes they're swallowed, upa'amim poltan, and sometimes they're not swallowed. In other words, sometimes they were under Jewish rule, sometimes they weren't under Jewish rule, sometimes they were under Persian rule, sometimes they weren't. Rashi explains, what do you mean it's in its mouth, in its teeth? If it's in its teeth, it's inside. If it's on its mouth, it's outside. So that's what the Gemara says, it's both. Like it says in that pasuk over there, v'oru chivya achare tinyana, they saw another animal, Dumya Ludov, looked like a bear. Tani Rav Yosef, Elu Parsiim, those are the Persians. Sha'ochlin, Vishosin Kidov, they eat and drink like a bear. V'umisurbalin Kidov, they act like a bear, they look like a bear. Umagalater Kidov, they have hair like a bear. Misurbalin means they're fat, they eat. V'einlehem Menucha Kidov, they don't have rest like a bear. A bear doesn't sit still. Right, you go to the zoo, every animal, like the tiger, they sit there like half asleep. The bears are always moving around. Why? That's how bears are. Ravami, Kiavi Chazia, Parsa, Derachiv. When Ravami, you see a Persian riding on the horse, riding in the wagon, he said, Hainaduba Naida, look at that, a moving bear. Right? That's how bears are. The Amale, fine. So, just to show you that the Persians are compared to bears, that wasn't the point why this Gemara is here. The point was to tell you about those cities. Sometimes those cities were under Jewish or Persian control, sometimes they weren't. Now, Amar Levi, Amar Rav Levi. Rav says to Levi, Harani Parsiim, show me the Persians. Right, this is a Gemara where you see the personality of one of the Amoraim. Levi was the person that always made Mashalim. Right? Levi said, let me demonstrate how we do this halacha, how we do that bowing down in the Beit HaMikdash. Right, he tried to do it, he became lame. Right, so, Levi, you're the one who always does. Some people, right? You know that Masechta. Levi, you're the one who always gives mashalim. Right, Levi, give me a mashal. Harani Parsiim. What do the Persians look like? So Amalei Damam Lachaylos Shel Beis David. They look like the soldiers of Beis David, very strong. Harani Chavrin. Show me the people that come from the city of the country of Chavrin, some country. Domin Lamalchei Chabala. They look like the angels of destruction. What? Persians are from Persia. That's today? It's Iran.
Iran and Iraq.
Babel
is more Iraq.
Babel's Iraq. The area between the Tigris and the Euphrates today is Iraq. The two rivers meet. That's what the Gemara said. I didn't say it out. But the two rivers meet at some point. You know what point that is? That's Kuwait. And then the rivers become one river, and then it goes into the Persian Gulf. So the end of Iraq is Kuwait. Right. Like Shushan, the city of Shushan, I believe is in Iran, right? The city of Shushan, which is Persia, the Persian Empire, right? That's in Iran. So So, but the old Bavel is in Iraq. Yeah. But the Persian Empire was really Iran. Bavel is Iraq. There's a crossover. You know, the borders of today are not the borders then. But basically, yeah. Harani Yishma'ilim. Show me what do the Yishma'ilim look like? So what does he say? Dovim l'si'ir shal Beis HaKiseh. They look like the demons of the Beis HaKiseh, right? The worst demons of all, right? Harani, I'm not going to have to comment on that one. Harani Tamid HaChamim. Show me the Tamid HaChamim Sheb Bavel. Domim l'machi ha'shareis. They look like angels, right? Kavinach nafshe to Rebbe. When Rebbe died, Amar, he said, he had, Rashi says he had nevuah on his deathbed. And he's going to say a few nevuahs now. Amar, he said, Humnaya Ika Bavel. There's a town called Humnaya in Bavel. And you know what? Kula Amonai. They're all Ammonim. None of them are Jews. Hahi Mizgaria Ika Bavel. There's a town called Mizgaria in Bavel. Kula Dimamzera. They're all full of Mamzerim. He. Birka Ika Bavel. There's a town called Birka in Bavel. Shnei Achim Yesh. There are two brothers there. Shemach Lifei and the Shoseim Zelazer. They switch wives with each other every night. Birta Desatya Ika Bavel. There's a town called Birta Desatya in Bavel. Hayom, today, Saru Me'achore HaMakom. They left Hashem. Now, Rebbe did not die on a Shabbos. Rebbe did not die. The Gemara in Ksuvah, when Rebbe died, it was not a Shabbos. Here he says, today, they just went off the derech. What did they do? De Apki Peira Bekivri Beshatza. Because they were, the river, the pond, had a lot of extra fish on it on Shabbos. And they went and trapped the fish on Shabbos. Now, this can't be today because everybody didn't die on Shabbos. So what the Mefarshim explained is this happened a month ago. This didn't happen now. It didn't happen today. That happened one day. They went to trap the fish on Shabbos. And what happened? B'sham tinu Rav Acha b'rid Rav Oshia. Rav Asher b'rid Rav Oshia put them in Cheirim. And today, v'shtamod. Today they went off the derech. No, he's giving a nevuah. Today they went off the derech. Whenever it happened, it could have been on a Sunday he died. Could have been yesterday. At one point in time.
You don't go off the derech about 1 minute.
A few weeks, a few months ago, they were trapping fish on Shabbos. Rav Oshi put them in Cherem, and today they went off the derech. What does it mean today they went off the derech? Today, whatever it means. Today, but today wasn't Shabbos. Today wasn't the day they did this Avera. Today was the day they said, you know what, enough of this. And they stopped going to shul, and they stopped keeping kashrus. That happened today. Akwa de Agma, Ikka Bavel. There's a town called Akwa de Agma. What, is there a problem with that?
On Mass, they all said, today we're not going to go to shul.
Happened gradually. So Rabbi's saying, today already it's noticeable. Could be, today it's noticeable. Today already it's, right? Today already it's out of control over there.
There's no minion
anymore, right? That's our benchmark. If you go to Minyan, Akwa de Agma, Ikka Bavel. There's a town called Akka de Agma in Bavel. Adabar Ava Yeshba. There's an Adabar Ava there. It's Machlokas. If this is the same one that we all know and love, Rav Adabar Ava, who's mentioned so many times in chats. The Rashi here and Tosfos both say it's difficult because if Rebbe's saying that what Hayom Yeshev Becheko Shel Avram. Today he's in Avraham's lap. What does that mean? It means only the one of two things. Either means today's is Bris Mila, right? He's in Avram's lap. He's coming into the Bris of Avram Avinu. He's getting a Bris Mila, which means he's 8 days old. Or today he's going to die. So it could be living Rav Adabar Ava, because Rav Adabar Ava was alive. Rashi says when Rav Nachman was alive. Now this is Rebbe. That's hundreds of years later. This is on Rebbe's deathbed. Rebbe was the last generation of Tanoim. Rav Nachman was like in the middle of Amoraim. So this is hundreds of years. So it's different. So who was this person? I don't know. Hayom Nolad Rabbi Yehuda beBavel, and today Rabbi Yehuda was born in Bavel. Who's Rabbi Yehuda? Like we had already a story about him. That's the famous Amora Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Yehuda. That's a Tana. That's Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbi Eloi. This is an Amora Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar Mar, because we know Kishemes Rabbi Akiva Nolad Rabbi. The day that Rabbi Akiva died, Rabbi was born. Kishemes Rabbi Nolad Rabbi Yehuda died. I'm sorry. When Rebbe died, Rabbi Yehuda was born. Kishemes of Yehuda, when Rabbi Yehuda died, Nolad Rava. Rava was born. Some change this to Rava, because the next line is difficult. Kishemes Rava, when Rava died, Nolad Ravashi. Ravashi was born. The Rambam says that Ravashi was a Talmud of Rava. So how could it be that? How could it be that when Rava, the day that Rava died, Rashi was born, he was a Talmud. So first of all, some change it to Rabba. Some of them have a different girsa in the Rambam. Not that the day he was born, it was the day he died. He was under him before he died, which means he was a Talmud, right? The Rambam called the Rimi Gash his Rebbe. I think he saw him two times. He was like 6 years old when the Rimi Gash died, the Rambam. But he called him his Rebbe. Whatever Hashpoy gave him. So it could be the same thing over here. The overlap didn't have to be that long, but it couldn't have been the same day if it was a Talmud.
And day,
the same day? Yeah, we assume the day, yes, exactly. The Mamish the day. The Yartzeit was the birthday, yes. Why? Because, L'lamdach the teacher, she'ein tzadik nifter min ha'olam ad she'nifter tzadik kamoso. That no tzadik dies when the no tzadik is born kamoso. What does kamoso mean? If it means literally, then how can there be such a thing as you read the Hasadaros? So Hashem has asked that question. What do you mean? Every generation, the tzadikim are the same. We know that's not true. No, nobody today is like Rabbi Akiva Eiger, right?
His generation was like...
Oh, that's what the answer is. The answer is no, it's kamoso to the generation. So there is you read the Hasadaros, and everybody's getting worse, right? We don't want to say that about the Gedolim, but it's a fact of life, right? That's just the definition of Yiras Hadoros. But the Ben Yoyada asks a very interesting question. He says, if when someone dies, then there's then another when a tzaddik dies, another tzaddik is born to replace him. Then why do we cry when a tzaddik dies? Now, for the personal reasons, your connection to the tzaddik, that's a reason to cry, and you lose any friend. But on a national level, why are you crying? Right? Tzaddik isn't being born through. I didn't make up this question. This is the Vinyo asked this question. The question is, if a tzaddik dies, why are you crying?
Someone's
being born to replace him.
Yeah, but there's still
Yerida. What? He wants to be crying for the Yerida. So he says, that's why it says that the top line of the Gemara, Hayom Nolad Rav Yehuda Bibavel. Where did Rebbe live? In Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, the tzaddik replaced me, but he's over there in Bavel. So my tzaddik in this city. So someone's going to be born to replace him. Who says I'm ever going to know who that is? He'll be across the world. He'll be in Israel. I'm in America. He's in Israel. Right? That's one reason why you cry. Another reason is because you can't compare. It's similar to what you're saying. You can't compare Shlemus to a little baby. Right? Someone had died of Shlemus. His whole life. Working on himself. That's the reason to cry. Yes, you're being replaced, but he's going to have to work on himself his whole life to get to that same level. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, it's not such a crazy question, not such a crazy answer.
Right. Because it was accomplished, and this guy has the potential.
Right. And then that's why it says, Shenemar, like it says, Vizarach HaShemesh Uba HaShemesh. First the sun sets, first the replacement comes, and then Uba HaShemesh. Ad Shelo Kafsa Shimshon Shel Eli, even before the Eli's... years were over, right? Zarcha Shimshon Shal Shmuel. Shmuel already was on the rise. Haramasi. Shenemar, because it says, Venera Lakim Term Yechbeh. Ushmuel Shochev. Right before he even died, Shmuel's already there. Right. Tziva Hashem Liakov Tzvivav Tzarav. It's a pasuk in. Where's that pasuk? In Eicha. Right? Rav Yehuda Omer could go in Humanya Lepum Nara. I don't know what that means.
So one born at Ophira.
Yeah, don't ask me Bechira questions.
His destiny is to be a great...
It's the potential.
His fate is to replace him. His fate is to replace the previous...
Right. Right. Right.
Right.
Right. It says in the Navi in Yecheskel, "Fayhi kanaviyei when Yecheskel was prophesying, upaltiyahu ben benahu meis. This person Paltiyahu ben benahu died. The apple al pnei and Yecheskel fell on his face. Ve'ezak kol godol, and he cried a great cry. Ve'omer, and he said, Ahoa, Hashem, Hashem? Is that his fate, Hashem? Is that the fate of this man? He was young when he died. So, Rabu Shmuel have a machlokas about that line. Chad amar l'tova, v'chad amar l'ra. Some say Yecheskel meant good, some say Yecheskel meant bad. Manda, you'll see what that means. Mand amar l'tova. The one who says he meant good, kiyad is the darta, the meishan, because the officer of the town of Meishan, Rabbi Elbach spoke about this story on Monday night. Chafne de Nebuchadnezzar Hava, he was the son-in-law of Nebuchadnezzar, Shalach Leis, so he sent a message to his father-in-law Nebuchadnezzar after the Churban. He said, Mekulei hai shavi de asizlach, lo shadat alon de ka'ele kamon. You didn't send me any slaves, Nebuchadnezzar, my father-in-law. You didn't send me anybody. So Baal Ushdur laid me Israel. So Nebuchadnezzar said, you know, he's right, he's entitled to some servants. I'll send them from the Jews. So Amalei Paltio ben Benaho. So Paltio ben Benaho says to Nebuchadnezzar, they didn't want to leave Nebuchadnezzar, because as a tyrant as he was, his son-in-law was even worse. So they wanted to stay where he was, where they were. So they told him, Anan de Chashvinan, we're the Chashiva ones from Yerushalayim. We're the Chashiva, we're the Kahanim. We should be Nukumi Kamach. We should stay with you, Nebuchadnezzar. And he convinced Nebuchadnezzar that it's true. Hacha, we should stay here. But after Nezul Hasam, our servants, those you should send to your son-in-law. And Nebuchadnezzar was convinced, and that's what he did. The Amar Navi, and now he died, this guy died. And now Yecheskel says, Misha Asa Tova Yisrael, Yoz Bechatz Yamav. Someone who did such a good thing, saved the Jews from going to the tyrant, the son-in-law. He should die at such a young age. That's terrible. No, this guy. It's Paltiyahu. Right? He convinced Nebuchadnezzar not to send the Jews to his son-in-law. He should die half his life. Now, Mandam Alara, the one who says this was a bad story, the Chsiv, because it says, Vatava Osi Yashar El Shar Beit Hashem, I came to the Beit HaMikdash, Hakadmonia, on the eastern side, Hapone Kedma, facing the west, Vahine Pesach Shar, I said it wrong, I'm sorry, facing the east, Vahine Pesach Shar, and by the entrance of the gate, there were Eshle V'chamish Ish, 25 men. There Besochem, and I saw among them as Yadnar ben Ezer, I saw him. There's Paltiho ben Benyahu, I saw him also. Another guy, the census, this is the guy. Sorry, Ha'am, officers of the people. Uksiv, and it says, Vayovo Osi al Chatzar Beis Hashem HaPrimis, I went inside. Vine Pesach Echal Hashem, Vine Ulam ben HaMizbeach, and they were there between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Kesem HaChamish Ish, 25 men. Achoreim al Hechal Hashem, the backs were facing the Hechal, Upneim Kedma, and their faces were facing east. So the Gemara says, Mimashma Shanema Upneim Kedma, since the Pasuk says their faces were facing east, Eini Yedea Shachareim Akapim Ayrev, don't I know that their backs are facing the west? Ma Talmud Lomar Achareim Alechal Hashem, why does it say that? Allah made to teach you, Shayu Mafri and Atzman, that they were exposing themselves in the rear. Umas Rizan Atzman Klapim Allah, they were going to the bathroom in front of a Beis HaMikdash. That's a terrible thing they were doing. They were defecating on the Makma Mikdash. Why? To show how rotten they are. The Kamar Navi, and then the Cheskel says, Misha Asa Ra Zos Bi Yisrael, the person who does this terrible, horrible thing among Yisrael, Yomot Al Mitaso, he should die on a Mita Shlema. He should die on a bed like an old man, like a regular, nice, good person. He's entitled to such a good death. Right? And that's what he was saying. Yeah, he was a Jew. He was a Jew. He was a rotten Jew, according to this. Right? So what's... The one who's going to say Latova is going to have to hold that he wasn't from the 20. He wasn't from the people that did this. He might have been in the room at the time, but he didn't do this avla, right? Some said he did. He was a good man. He convinced Nebuchadnezzar not to send the slaves, not to send the Jews to his son-in-law, right? The tyrant. So then, what about this? What are these psukim? It must be he walked out of the room. Right? You have to say something like that. Anyway, as Yecheskel was saying, a rotten guy like this deserves such a peaceful death, right? Now, the Gemara is going to try to say, now we said that one said good, one said Rav and Shmuel. Charamar, charamar. Who said what? We have no idea. We don't know. The Gemara records that Rav said one pshat, Shmuel said another pshat. We don't know who said what. So to Stayim, let's try to bring a raya to Shmuel the Amal Ra. The Shmuel's the one who said he was bad. Why? Because Shmuel's not going to want to say that slaves were sent to Meishan. Why? Because if slaves are sent to Meishan, then Meishan's not a place of Yichus, because there are slaves there. And we're going to see that Shmuel said, Meshach's okay. So it can't be that there were slaves there. Okay? That's going to be the raya. Damar Shmuel, Damar Lerah, Damar Chiebrav, and Damar Shmuel, Mushkani Harehi Kigola. Mushkani Liyuchsin. Mushkani's fine. That's a good place for the Yichas. Meshan Lo Chashula. Meshan, he didn't say a word. He didn't say a word, Shmuel. Lo mishum avdos, not because of avdos. Lo mishum amzeiros, not because of amzeiros. Ella, there was one issue over there. Kahanim shahayu balov kidal gerushos. Kahanim wouldn't care about marrying, not marrying a gerusha. That they didn't care about. But he didn't say boo about avadim. And if Nebuchadnezzar sent all the avadim to that town, he should be running around with a bunch of avadim. Shmuel didn't say boo. It must be that that story never happened like that. That's on that. And Shmuel held that no, that he was a rasha. So the Gemara says, no, lo le malach Shmuel amal latova. Could be Shmuel said he's latova, and still Ushmuel taimei. The Amar hamafkir avdo yatzol lecheres. When those avadim were sent to Meishan by Nebuchadnezzar, they became free. That's Shmuel shita. The ein otzarach get shichur, and you don't even need to get shichur just because Nebuchadnezzar went into the Jewish house. It's okay, no, give me your avadim. I'm sending him to my son-in-law. And everyone said, no, you're taking away our servants. So Nebuchadnezzar said, it's either you or your avadim. Which one will it be? All right, take the avadim. By saying that, they became free. So there's no Yichus problem. They're free men. They don't even need to get Shechor. How does Shmuel know that? Shinemar, it says, this is by the Korban Pesach, Kol Eved Ish Miknas Kesef. What, Eved Ish Velo Eved Isha? What, only the servants of a man, the servants of a woman? No, Ella Eved Sheyesh Lo Rabo Rishos L'Rabo Olav Kori Eved. You only called an Eved if you have a Rav on you. Eved Sheyein Rabo Rishos Olav Ein Kori Eved. If there's no Rav on you, you're not called an Eved. Since these guys were freed, didn't have the din of it anymore. Okay? Next. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Zu Diver Meir. That's your mayor's pshat. Ava Chachamom. The Chachamom say, Kol Artzos Becheskas Kashos Heim Omedes. All lands have a Cheskas Kashos to them. You can marry somebody from any land. Doesn't have to be only from the areas we said yesterday, above all these strange areas. We don't even know where those areas are. Anyone's good. Ameimar Sharalei L'Rav Huna Barnas and Lamintat Itza B'Mechuzaisa. Ameimar allowed Rav Huna to marry a girl from Mechuzaisa, which Rashi says was outside those boundaries. So Amalei Rav Ashi, my daitach, what are you thinking? Dabar Behuda Amar Shmuel, Zudiver Rav Meir, Ava Chacham Omer, Kol Aritos Mechazik Kaskas, Shein Omedes? What are you telling me? It's only Rav Meir? But the Chacham held, all lands are good? It's not true. Vabei Rav Kahana Lo Mas Nihachi, Rav Kahana didn't hold like that. Vachir of Papa Lo Mas Nihachi, Rav Papa didn't hold like that. Vachir of Zvid Lo Mas Nihachi, Rav Zvid didn't hold like that. What are you doing? Afilu Hachi, nevertheless, Lo Kibla Mine, he didn't accept all those people. Why not? Mishum de Shmile Me Rav Zvid, Denahada. Because he heard from Rav Zvid. That's different than Bey Rav Zvid, we said a minute ago, Rashi says. He heard from Rav Zvid that no, we don't hold like that. Which is that we don't hold like that, by the way. And you can marry somebody from anywhere. As long as they tell you they have a cheskes kashrus, everyone has a cheskes kashrus, unless you know otherwise. Right?
What's the point of the previous tomorrow? Is that outlining which areas?
Because there were problems. There were problems. First of all, that we don't hold. That could have been only one shita. That could have been only.
We don't hold like that.
We don't hold like that. But there's other times in Shas where the Gemara will spend a daf and a half on a shita we don't hold like Bishamai. Oh. That happens in Shas. Right? It's a question of why that is. Shas would be a lot smaller if we didn't hold like that, if we didn't do that, right? It'd be a lot smaller. It would be called the Rif. Right? Tana Rabbanan. Okay, this is fascinating, Gemara. Mamzeri Unesini Tahorim La'asid Lavo Divir Rabbi Yossi. Says Rabbi Yossi, in the future, Mamzerim and Nesinim are going to be Tahar. There will not be Mamzerim anymore. No more Mamzerim. What does that mean? We know, we believe, it's a very big ikur in our emuna, that la'asid lavo, nothing's changing. Or, no mitzvahs are changing. Right? No mitzvahs are changing. Right? When Shabbatai Tzvi said, you don't have to fast on Tisha B'Av, everyone realized, hey, I gotta stay away from this guy. Nothing's changing. Right? Nothing's changing. What's the real thing talking about? We'll explain it in a second. Reb Meir Omer, no, ain't a horin. Not true. Not true, they're gonna stay Mamzerim. Amar lo Rabbi Yossi. What do you mean? I have a pasuk that says I'm right. Listen to this pasuk. Halok for Nemar. This pasuk is by it's a pasuk in Yecheskel. Vizarakti aleichem mayim tahorim utahartem. They're going to be sprinkled. They're going to become tar. Amar lo Meir kishu Omer mikol tumah seichem. Yeah, they're going to become tar from all their tumah umikol gilu leichem and from all their avodah zara. V'lo min mamzerus. How do you become purified from mamzerus? Amar Rabbi Yossi kishu Omer tar eschem havi Omer af min mamzerus. When I say I'm going to become tar, even for mamzerus. Now, bishlam alor meir. Okay, you know what? Bishlam alor meir. Meir makes sense. Hayanu diksiv. That's why he says in Zechariah, vayashav mamzer ba'ashdod. The mamzer is going to sit in Ashdod. Why? Because there'll always be mamzerim, even in Lasid Lavo. Ella l'Rabbi Yossi, my vayashav mamzer ba'ashdod. What does that mean? there won't be mamzerim anymore. So the Gemara says, "Kedem Tagim Reb Yosef." It doesn't mean a mamzer; it means a foreigner. Kedem Tagim Reb Yosef. Yasvun Beis Yisrael Lerochson Ba'arehon. They're going to sit in their land. The Havi Domol Alunuch Ra'in, which is going to look, appear, seem to them like a foreign land. Like, what am I doing here? I'm back in my homeland. I don't even know that I belong here. That's what it means. It doesn't mean a real mamzer, because there will be no mamzerim. Omar line. Amar Yehuda. Amar Shmuel. Halacha Kirab Yosi. The halacha is like Rabbi Yosi. That what? That the Asr Lava will be no mamzerim. We'll talk about that in a second. Amar of Yosef. E Lav. The Amar of Yehuda. Amar Shmuel. Halacha Kirab Yosi. If not for that, have a Asri Eliyahu Mapik Minan Tunri Tzumri Kolrim. It's not for that halacha. You know how many mamzer Eliyahu is going to be bringing over? So many. Chains and chains full of them. Right? But, good thing we heard, the halacha is like a Yosi. So we don't have to worry about it. Okay? What's going on here? So, the Ramban asks it already. The Ramban is talking about mamzerim vadai. Mamzerim vadai, that's what he's talking about. Mamzerim vadai. We hold that, we're going to set tomorrow's daf, that a mamzer suffik, you're allowed to marry. Suffik deraisa l'chumra. How can there be such a halacha like that? Right? How can there be such a halacha like that? Suffik deraisa l'chumra. You have to come tomorrow, because I have 3 pages of notes on this. There's a Rambam, there's a note, it's a lot of... It's not simple. But the Rambam says here, the Ramban says here, we're talking about Safek Vadai. Mamzer Vadai. Guys, a Mamzer Vadai. And Rabbi Yossi says, don't worry about it. How can Rabbi Yossi say that? Mitzvahs aren't going to disappear in the future. What's Rabbi Yossi talking about? So the Ramban answers, yes. What's going to happen is, the only thing Rabbi Yossi is saying is, any Mamzer right now, when Mashiach comes, any person who's walking around as a Mamzer, Hara Shah, they'll become not a Mamzer. Will the din of Mamzeres exist? 1,000%. Anybody else after that point will live with a woman who's not supposed to be with and have a child. That child will certainly be a mamzer. It's like a harosha, shah, a one shot deal. Everybody's going to become freed. Not freed. Everybody's going to become not a mamzer. That's the Ramban. Now, also need the hesber, but I can only tell you what a Rishon said. Yeah, that's what he says. In the future, 100%, people will go back. They'll be mamzer. It's a one shot deal. One shot deal. Everyone's going to become freed. Okay, that's part, one of the benefits of having Mashiach come. All of them there, I'm off the hook.
It's not a halacha thing, it's like an amnesty.
It's not a halacha, exactly, it's an amnesty. We can't go against halacha. Once that minute's over, we're back to the, any new baby born like that will be a mamzer. No question about it. But amnesty for that time. For all the old mamzerim. Now, does it mean even mamzerim that died 300 years ago that are going to come back to Chiyas Mason? That I don't know. That everybody you need people with big shoulders than me to make such a, I don't know. The Gedolim, when Mashiach comes, they can sit down and have a meeting about it and discuss it. That I don't know. What? That's it. It's a pardon. Basically, it's a pardon. By the way, you know, this is one of the halachas that everybody, that a lot of people, a lot of non-Fur people, and a lot of Glen make fun of. We're punishing the mamzer. He didn't do anything wrong. That's true. He didn't do anything wrong. But that's what the Torah says. Why? I don't know. A lot of people have a lot of problems with halacha. They're very upset about it. Guy, innocent victim is so punished. Can't marry anybody. It's true. It's all true, except for the knocking the halacha part. That's not true. Can't knock the halacha. You don't like it? I have a lot of questions. A lot of questions on my list. Right? Some people, this is their number one question. How could it be treating a mom like that? Okay. Loss of love with an amnesty. Okay. It's the best I could tell you. What about the Nesinim? Are the Nesinim being purified? So this already, you need a little bit of a stretch. First of all, some say that he's only the Sinai Safik, but the Sinai Safik, anyway, you can marry. So they're going to get a label that now they're a kosher, okay? Or the Nesinim were made into Shovei Mayim and Chotvei Eitim for what? For the Mizbeach. Since there is no Mizbeach, who says it's Pshat, I'm not sure. Since there is no Mizbeach, we're having a new beginning now. Right? We're starting over fresh, a brand new Mizbeach. The old Klal doesn't apply to them. Old klal doesn't. Now it's new mizbeach. What, they have to be chod ve'etim with the mizbeach too? Who said that? Stamanat. Therefore, they're paka. All their pagad is paka, and they can start fresh. Okay. Now, why did Shmuel say the halacha hold? We hold like Rabbi Yosi. There are a few places in Shas, right, where the Gemara says what are you telling me? What the halacha is going to be? Right, the halacha, there's a Gemara about pigle. And there's a halacha. We possibly like Rav about pigle, something. Who cares? Tell us now what the halacha is going to be when Mashiach comes. We'll send out a newsletter. We'll send out an email. The Mashiach paskind that the pigle, whatever. Good. Right? What, I need to know this. We'll send out an email. Mashiach paskind, all the mamzerim get an amnesty. The Gemara has to waste space telling me what the halacha is like going to be. So, what? That's exactly the answer. The answer is, Tosfos HaRosh answers, no, the mamzerim right now. The mamzerim right now. Yeah, I don't need to know right now what the halacha is by pigle. There is no Beis HaMikdash right now. I don't need to know such a halacha. It doesn't do anything for me. Then the Gemara will ask, Hilchas of the Mashiach. Tell me halachas of Mashiach. I'm not interested. It's the mamzerim right now. It's an unbelievable chizik for them. Don't worry, it's only temporary. Your problem's only temporary. After that, that's a whole I can't talk to. Hopefully, people won't do those averes when Mashiach comes. But I can't stop that. But at least they have some chizik now, so it's mamash relevant right now. Right? It's relevant right now. Right? Okay? So we'll stop here, and we will continue to tomorrow. Everyone have... Tomorrow is all about... there's a 19-page essay in here about Safek D'oraisa L'chumrah. What does that mean? So, I went through half of it. I went through half of it. It's enough to say tomorrow. Don't worry. Everyone have a good day.